Welcome to PR Say, the podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. On PR Say, we spotlight our talented members and get to know each other a little better. If you are a PRSA Houston chapter member and don't get a chance to network as much as you'd like, or are unable to attend our in-person events, here's your chance to connect with your fellow members. Hello and welcome to PR Say. This is the official podcast for the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. And I'm your host, Veronica V. Sofer, and I have the distinct honor of introducing you to some of our fantastic members here in the Houston chapter. Because here at PR Say, we are committed to making sure that our members grow in their network and they can find opportunities and projects to collaborate and really share in the great space that we work in. So I'm pleased to bring to you another great guest. Before we bring him on, though, I want to make sure that I remind you to hit subscribe. If you are listening on the podcast, we want you to download all the episodes of PRSA so you can hear from all of our members and find out where there might be a good connection for you. And if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments and my guest and I will be sure to connect. So we'll go ahead and bring on our guest today. We have Lee Velia joining us. Welcome so much.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Thanks. Now, did I say your name correctly?
Vella.
Vella. Okay.
Yes.
So I was going back and forth and I practiced a little
bit. Okay. That's
okay. Forgot to ask Lee, but thank you.
Just don't call me slave for supper.
That's right. That's kind of my saying too. So tell us a little bit about where you're at and where you got started in PR.
Well, actually, Veronica, this is my 50th year in the PR business.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I graduated in 1973 from East Texas State University with a degree in journalism, emphasis in PR and advertising. And so I started working in the Dallas market for a few years and then came back to Houston where, you know, the best thing to come out of Dallas is the road to Houston. So that's what I tell people all the time. But at any rate, so I came here, worked for a couple of agencies, had my own agency for a while, and then worked for the Port of Houston Authority for 7 years, which was interesting and international and all that. So it was all really good. And then have been with Clear Channel and its predecessors since 1991.
Wow.
Okay. So a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I love about public affairs is it melds so many of the skills that you have, that you learn. Yeah, that you learn as a journalism student. So tell us a little bit about how you put all that together.
Well, you know, it's interesting because that you say that, because I tell people all the time about public affairs and how using good PR techniques and blending them with your public affairs goals really makes a big difference. In a lot of times people are just in one silo or the other. They're in public affairs or they're in PR. And really there is a blending that can help you get accomplish what your goals are. And I use that all the time. For instance, we do a lot of press activities for Clear Channel. I'm one of the few in the company that does a lot of these things. But the purpose of the press events is not just to garner earn media. It's also to involve and influence leaders in the community as well. Mm-hmm. So if we are, and we're very legislative driven because we're highly regulated in this mm-hmm. industry. Mm-hmm. And so if I can involve a city council person or a elected official in some way with the projects that we're doing and they benefit from getting earned media, we get earned media, we show the benefits of what we do. And hopefully it helps when we have issues that come up within that legislative body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So it's a little bit of legislative affairs plus traditional media pitching, plus probably some community engagement. I mean,
exactly.
It's exactly. All wrapped up in that big public affairs bubble.
Yes.
Yeah.
For instance, I've been busy building out our digital footprint because we're one of the last big cities in the nation without this technology on our streets. So digital billboards have been it's a little bit difficult because you've got to go to every city and negotiate with each city and that sort of thing to do it. And we don't have them in Houston yet, but we do have them in the surrounding areas. So when I had left Clear Channel for a couple of years and went over to HISD for a couple of years, I won't talk about that.
I understand.
But when I came back, we had two digital units that I worked on before I came back. And now we have 44. And this has been about a 12-year swath. So one of the things that we looked at is to, okay, what can we do to show, to illustrate the public benefit of digital technology on our streets? And so we looked around and said, okay, we can work with the Homeland Security offices throughout the area. And we developed, Clear Channel, I developed the Gulf Coast Emergency Communications Network. So we have worked very hard for a number of years now to get the protocols in place for when and if we have, not a matter of if, it's when we have another storm, either a natural disaster or man-made disaster, that we can make our technology available at no cost to those governmental entities that need to educate and get and start a communication with the public. So that has won a number of awards, one from PRSA, as a matter of fact. But it also helps us to illustrate why these cities need this technology.
Right.
And so that in an essence affects the bottom line, because the more we can build out our footprint, the more we can utilize that product for the company.
Right. And then also that customer, I don't know if it's customer, but that community relations and all of that.
There's just nothing like it. Exactly. The CSR benefit of this is huge. For instance, today we kicked off countdown to hurricane season with a virtual clock on our digital billboards that starts first part of May 1 to June 1st. June 1st, it then switches to a general preparedness message. And we do that county by county by county. So we're doing that in five counties now. And it's tremendously successful because it's, again, a public benefit. But there are also so many other things that we can do. For instance, we did a project last year with Make-A-Wish Foundation. And this little girl who was a 10-year-old cancer patient, her wish was for people to see her artwork. So when Make-A-Wish came to me and they just wanted to, she was going to have a gallery show. And so they said, you know, they just wanted to promote the show. And I said, well, wait a minute. Why don't we put her artwork up on the billboards as well? And so when we did that, we designed some boards, showcased her and the artwork and showcased the exhibit. And we had a press conference with her, and they didn't tell her about it. It was a surprise. So they walked her out with her back to where the billboard was. And when they turned her around, it was just like your heart melted. I mean, it's just, I've been doing this for a long time and I just teared up. Yeah. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. She was so happy and surprised. And it was one of those things that's a good thing to do because it garnered a lot of activities. But it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing. Yeah. Yeah. It's that corporate responsibility that comes with our work.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And particularly with what we do as public relations professionals, we should be leading the company in how we respond and work with the community. Mm-hmm. So it's part of our role, or should be if it's not.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's a great story. And that's a great example of how your vision really, and probably it's your storyteller, it's the natural storyteller inside said, hey, I can do one better for you. Let's get this story told in a broader sense. And that's heart. I love that. Yes. It's heartwarming.
Yes. Yes. And so it was, I mean, that's just one of many. We do a lot of work with human trafficking, with domestic violence, things that actually move the needle in the community. The project we did with A21 human trafficking, it actually resulted in a huge increase in the number of calls into the hotline and over 1,200 victims being found and helped in the state of Texas.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, you know, that really is an example of moving the needle, mm-hmm. And being able to find these victims and make them into survivors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, Lee, the work that you do there is fantastic, and you've had such a successful career. What is one piece of advice before we go? What's one piece of advice you would give to someone coming into the space?
Well, you know, the best advice you can give anyone is to be aware of what your surroundings are, where you fit into the organization, and where you can make a difference. Mm-hmm. Always be aware of what's happening in the environment throughout your community or your particular swath of where you work and play and live, and to be aware to look at things that you can make a difference in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you can do that will make a difference, not only for you personally, which it should, but for your company and for the community? Mm-hmm. It really is that corporate responsibility part of it. And everything else sort of falls into place from that. Earned media, all the other things fall into place if you're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And always, in my mind, always be honest. Always be honest with what you do and honest with media. I will tell you, my life at the Port Authority was a lot of media relations. And I have had a very good reputation with media because I always shot straight. Mm-hmm. You know, if I didn't know the answer, you'll find the answer. But you're never going to try to sell something that just wasn't right. So listen to your own conscience and do the right thing, and be aware of what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's a great piece of advice. Lee, thank you so much for joining us on PRSA. I loved the interview, and I just applaud the work that you do.
Thank you.
And there at Clear Channel. Good job.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You bet. All right, everybody, that wraps up this episode of PRSA. I hope you learned a lot from Lee. Make sure you connect. His contact information will be in the show notes. Public affairs is such an important part of what we do as PR professionals. I know not everybody's in this space. Some of us are in finance and oil and gas and nonprofits and education, but at the end of the day, we all have an opportunity to tell some great stories. So make sure you connect with your fellow PRSA members, especially here in the Houston chapter. So I'll go ahead and wrap up this episode, reminding you to hit subscribe. We don't want you to miss any episodes of PRSA. And if you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube, drop us some comments and we'll be sure to circle back. I'll end this episode by saying goodbye, and we'll catch you next time.